Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Neat, 10 Easy Steps to Change Your Life, Reduce Stress and Finally Get Rid of the Mess, Heather E. Carson offers a refreshing and practical guide to decluttering your space and, by extension, your mind. Understanding the profound impact that a cluttered environment can have on one's mental health and overall productivity, Carson delves into a methodical approach to achieving neatness. This book is not merely about physical organization. It is about transforming your life through the cultivation of neat habits. By committing to the 10 easy steps outlined, readers are promised not just an immediate difference in their surroundings, but a sustainable model for living a less stressed, more organized life. Carson's guide is hence a beacon for those feeling overwhelmed by their chaotic environments, providing not only hope, but also actionable strategies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the psychological effects of clutter. Heather E. Carson begins neat by examining the psychological impact of clutter. Research consistently shows that clutter can significantly affect mental well-being, leading to increased stress, anxiety, and even depression in some cases. Carson articulates how a cluttered environment can be a visual distraction, causing our minds to divert energy towards managing disorder, which reduces our capacity for concentration and creativity. Furthermore, clutter can evoke feelings of guilt and embarrassment, hindering the ability to relax fully or enjoy one's space. By understanding these psychological implications, Carson sets the foundational reason why embarking on a journey to neatness is not just beneficial, but essential for mental health and overall life satisfaction. Secondly, the first steps to decluttering. The beginning of the decluttering journey is often the hardest, and Carson acknowledges this by providing a comforting and practical roadmap in the initial steps. These first stages involve psychological preparations, setting realistic goals, and understanding one's attachment to objects. Carson emphasizes the importance of mental readiness and motivation, guiding readers through self-reflection exercises to identify personal reasons for wanting to declutter. She asserts that setting clear, achievable goals makes the process less overwhelming and more manageable. Additionally, she addresses the emotional attachments to possessions and how to overcome them, offering strategies to discern between items that serve a purpose and those that contribute to clutter. This section resonates deeply as it tackles the internal hurdles that often impede progress, laying a solid foundation for physical decluttering. Well, thirdly, creating effective systems. Central to Carson's philosophy is the belief that neatness is not a one-time achievement, but a lifestyle. To this end, she introduces the concept of creating effective organizational systems that can be easily maintained. These systems include categorization techniques, the use of storage solutions, and the importance of designating a place for everything. Carson provides specific examples and step-by-step guides to creating these systems, ensuring they can be personalized to fit any living space or lifestyle. Additionally, she covers the critical aspect of creating a decluttering routine and schedule that works for the individual, recognizing that consistency is key. This section is invaluable as it not only helps in achieving a decluttered space, but also in maintaining it effortlessly over time. Fourthly, the role of minimalism. Drawing from the principles of minimalism, Carson explores how adopting a minimalist mindset can enhance the journey to neatness. She clarifies that minimalism does not necessitate a stark, empty space, but rather an environment where everything present serves a purpose or brings joy. Carson encourages readers to critically evaluate their possessions and their consumption habits, urging a shift towards quality over quantity. This segment offers insights into making intentional choices about possessions, which aids not only in decluttering, but also in preventing future clutter. Additionally, the minimalist approach ties back into the broader themes of reducing stress and enhancing life quality, making it a compelling aspect of Carson's methodology. Lastly, sustaining neatness. Finally, Carson addresses the challenge of sustaining neatness in the long term, understanding that decluttering is not just a one-off project, but a continuous endeavor. She equips readers with strategies to keep up their neat habits. This includes regular reassessments of space and belongings, setting up decluttering check-ins, and learning to adapt organizational systems as life changes. Moreover, Carson highlights the importance of mindfulness and the conscious consumption of goods as key elements in preventing clutter accumulation. This section is crucial as it shifts the focus from merely achieving a decluttered space to cultivating a lasting mindset of neatness and organization. In conclusion, Heather E. Carson's Neat 10 Easy Steps to Change Your Life, Reduce Stress, and Finally Get Rid of the Mess is not just a book about tidying up. It's about transforming your life through the art of decluttering. It is meticulously designed for individuals who feel overwhelmed by their cluttered spaces and are looking for a sustainable way to regain control. By integrating practical decluttering strategies with a philosophical approach to minimalism and neatness, Carson offers a comprehensive guide that is both actionable and deeply reflective. This book is ideal for anyone yearning to live a simpler, less stressful, and more organized life. Through Carson's expert guidance, readers will not only learn how to physically declutter their spaces, but also how to cultivate a mindset that promotes peace, productivity, and overall well-being. If you would like to support Heather E. Carson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.